Ever feel like you're speaking a different language with your kid? Like you ask them to clean their room and it just goes in one ear and out the other?
Oh, tell me about it. It's like a universal parenting experience.
Seriously. And then you start questioning everything. Are they just ignoring me? Is this normal kid behavior?
Right. Am I doing something wrong?
Exactly. Well, maybe we can get some answers today.
Oh, yeah. Lay it on me.
So we're diving into this article from Davenport Psychology called The Power of Therapy. Helping your child manage emotions, behavior, and self-esteem.
Interesting. So we're talking about therapy, but not necessarily in the traditional sense, right?
Right. We're not just focusing on kids who are like really struggling. This is about giving every kid tools to, I don't know, kind of navigate life a little better.
I like that, like proactive support instead of just reacting to a crisis.
Exactly. Okay, so the article starts off talking about big emotions. You know, those moments when your kid just gets completely overwhelmed by anger or anxiety?
I mean, kids haven't quite mastered those emotional regulation skills yet. Their brains are still developing.
So how does therapy help with that?
Well, one approach that's really effective is something called cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT. It basically helps kids identify those triggers that set off those big emotions.
Okay, so like what sets them off?
Exactly. It could be certain situations, like having to share a toy or maybe feeling left out. It could be physical sensations, like a racing heart, or even just certain thoughts that pop into their head.
I see, I see.
And once they can recognize those triggers, they can start learning coping mechanisms.
Give me an example.
Sure. So, say a child tends to get angry when they lose at a game. CBT might teach them to take deep breaths when they start feeling frustrated, or to use positive self-talk like, it's okay to lose sometimes, I can try again next time.
That makes a lot of sense. But what about those kids who just seem to defy everything you say? Like you ask them to do something and it's an automatic no.
Ah, the classic power struggle.
It's so exhausting. I mean, is therapy really going to help with that?
You'd be surprised. A lot of times that oppositional behavior, it stems from a need for attention, even if it's negative attention.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. So the kid might feel like they're not getting enough attention in other areas of their life, so they act out to get a reaction.
And they know a no will definitely get a reaction.
Exactly. And that's where therapy can help. It can help parents figure out how to give their child that attention they need in a positive way, by praising them for good behavior, spending quality time with them.
And hopefully then that negative behavior, like the defiance, just kind of fades away because it's not getting them what they want anymore.
That's the idea. It's about shifting the whole family dynamic.
It's about teaching parents how to communicate more effectively
Right.
so that everyone feels heard and understood.
Right. And that can make a huge difference.
Okay, so we've talked about emotions, behavior, but there's one more piece of the puzzle.
What's that?
Self-esteem. I mean, kids today face so much pressure, right? Social media, school, it's a lot.
Oh, absolutely. It's like this constant comparison game. And if a kid doesn't feel like they measure up, it can really damage their self-esteem.
Yeah. So how does therapy help build that confidence back up?
One way is by helping kids challenge those negative thoughts, that inner critic that tells them they're not good enough, not smart enough, not pretty
Oh,
enough.
yeah. We all have that voice, don't we?
Yeah. But in therapy, kids learn to recognize those negative thoughts and question them. Are they really true? Is there another way to look at the situation?
So instead of getting stuck in those negative thought patterns,
Yeah.
they're learning to like reframe things in a more positive light.
Exactly. And therapy can also help kids focus on their strengths, their talents, their accomplishments, because it's hard to feel bad about yourself when you're celebrating all the amazing things you can do.
I love that. So it's about shifting the focus from what they lack to what they already possess.
Right. And parents play a big role in this too. Therapy can help parents create that supportive environment at home where kids feel loved and accepted for who they are.
That's so important. Okay, so we've covered a lot. Emotions, behavior, self-esteem. But there's one more thing in this article that really surprised me.
What's that?
Sports performance. I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of confused at first. Like, what does therapy have to do with sports?
It's a connection people don't always make, but the mental game is huge in sports at any level.
Okay, yeah, I get that.
Think about it. Even young athletes deal with performance anxiety, pressure to succeed, fear of failure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember feeling that way as a kid playing soccer. It's nerve-wracking.
Exactly. And therapy can give them tools to manage those mental blocks. They might learn relaxation techniques like deep breathing or meditation to calm their nerves before a big game.
Okay, I see. Like taking the pressure off.
Right. And they might work on visualization, imagining themselves succeeding, which can boost their confidence. Or they might set realistic goals and break down big challenges into smaller, more manageable steps.
So it's about like building that mental resilience.
Exactly. Because when a young athlete feels confident and focused, they can perform at their best.
It's like that saying, mind over matter.
Exactly. And that applies to so much in life, not just sports.
Absolutely. So I guess the big takeaway here is that therapy, it's not just for kids who are like, quote unquote, troubled.
Right. It's for every kid. It's about equipping them with those essential life skills, those coping mechanisms to navigate challenges, to build confidence, to thrive.
Exactly. And it's about giving parents the tools to support their kids every step of the way.
It really is. So here's a question for all our listeners out there. What's one small step you can take today to support your child's emotional well-being?
It could be having an open conversation with them, asking them how they're feeling. It could be seeking out a therapist, or even just creating a more loving and supportive environment at home.
You're not alone in this journey. There are so many amazing resources available to help you find the right support for your child and your family.
So take that first step. You might be surprised at the incredible potential waiting to be unlocked.
Absolutely.
And that's a wrap for our deep dive today.
Until next time.